And we're back. I am the wonderful and powerful Brad McFadden. And to my immediate left is the beautiful and talented Faith.
Hello.
And we definitely have too much time on our hands. That it sticks too much time on my hands. And due to the popularity of our last show and the stupidity of its host, me specifically, we missed quite a few people's lists. Well, we missed three people's lists. And meanwhile, many other people sent their lists in because they evidently enjoyed the show.
Yes, I guess so.
I was surprised how much people liked listening to other people's lists.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely a good thing.
Okay.
It just surprised me. I thought everybody would be interested in hearing their own list and, and us making fun of their own lists, but I wasn't expecting how much everybody enjoyed hearing everybody else's songs. Well, one of the people we definitely neglected in the last show was the person who started all this, which was Scott Roche.
Oh, yes.
He was the first one to put together a childhood list and published this in Twitter, which gave me the idea of doing my own list, which gave me the idea of doing the show. So I didn't even feature his list.
Well, what were you thinking?
I don't know. I wasn't. That's the problem. I usually don't.
Okay. Are you going to feature it now?
That's what I'm doing.
Oh, okay.
Too Much Time on My Hands by Styx.
All right.
Which was his first one on his list. He didn't put his in any type of play order.
I didn't either.
He just
did you?
Yes, definitely. When you make a playlist, you must consider.
I'm sorry.
Play order.
Who am I talking to? Brad always considers order. It must flow.
It must flow. His next song was another Styx song, which was Mr. Roboto.
Yes.
Double what they got for Mr. Roboto. So. My heart is human. My blood is boy. It's a great song. My brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. Unfortunately, it was Dennis DeYoung's kind of departure from Styx. This album, he kind of went a little. The success of this album only created a monster, and Styx quite quickly broke up after that, I believe.
Oh,
this
yes.
was the one that was on my list that I carried over from his list, which was Africa by Toto. Dun, 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 dun. Just one of those songs you gotta love.
Yep.
Now his next two, you gotta. Sometimes you just kind of have to not worry so much about your man card. Put the songs on there you think you really.
If you listen to them, that's what you said. Yes.
It's Air Supply with Never Fade Away.
If you have Air Supply on your list, he's gonna make fun of you.
Of course,
that's how it goes.
Of course I am. Dreams are your home. Of course, even if you were a girl, I'd make fun of you for having Air Supply on your list.
You make fun of me for everything I have on my list.
He has two by Air Supply. One is Air Supply, and the other is Never Fade Away.
Yes.
The next song, Greatness.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yes.
It spawned Vanilla Ice, but we can't hold
that's
that
okay.
against the song.
I actually considered putting it on my list, this song.
Really? Under Pressure?
Yes, I did.
You're a big Under Pressure David Bowie fan.
No, but I actually consider putting it on because I love the song at the time.
Okay. This is
a great
the Vanilla
song.
Ice version.
No, David, this one.
It's not like you. I was surprised.
Yeah, but it was popular.
That would have surprised me.
I like popular music.
Under Pressure. Okay. So
it's
yes,
catchy.
It is catchy and very good as well. The next one,
Vanilla Ice, not on my list.
The next one is probably one of the more overplayed songs ever. This next song calls for a boogie. This is the live version. Yeah, Another One Bites the Dust or Decide to Smoke Marijuana, whichever you prefer.
That would have been good to be on the Guitar Hero we did last night.
Yes,
that would have been a good
fun.
One.
We played Guitar Hero last night for somebody's birthday. And when you did Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah.
and a bunch of other ones. That Blondie. They, a bunch of the songs they didn't ever
well,
know existed.
They're like 10, 15 years younger than us. So.
But the songs we were doing were 10 or, year, 10 or 15 years older than us.
Well, I know. To ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bike. Queen.
Queen. Ride my bicycle, I want to ride my bicycle. Yes, very catchy song by Queen. But I guess if you're 13, that...
You want to ride your bicycle.
You want to ride your bicycle. I'm very sad, and this is a good list, but this is the only song by this artist that I can't stand.
Uh-oh. Today's music ain't got the same song. Oh, come on. I like that old time of rock and roll. I know you hate this song, but I love this song.
I hate the song because I don't like the old time rock and roll. I like rock and
but
roll.
But it's a good song. Who cares what he's talking about? It's a good song.
He had much better songs.
You have too
much
many, you have too many rules.
Bob Seger is a great artist. He had
too
Hollywood,
many rules.
Hollywood Nights, Main Street.
Too many rules. Oh, by the way, everyone who has been around a while. So, Bon Jovi was on Guitar Hero.
Yes, Bon
Jovi. And they love Bon Jovi. So, Brad had to play the guitar. Drums to Bon Jovi.
And I sucked on purpose.
No, you were good with the drums, though. You're good.
Yes, they decided last night that I should play
the drums.
You should
have been a drummer.
Yes. So they're buying me some drums for my birthday.
Oh, great.
Come on! I had this 45. That's how old I am.
Come on!
Cool in the Gang with Celebration. Yes, I loved that song.
Lionel Richie before he was Lionel Richie.
Another great artist, but I was so sick of this song. Cooking with a long history of breaking little hearts like the one in me. That's okay, but see how you do it. Pull up your dukes, let's get down to it. Heaven with your best shot. Okay, another one from the gay side of Scott Rush is... It's Christopher Cross with Ride Like the Wind.
Oh, man.
Hey, we all have to have a feminine side.
You got a pina colada in there.
No, Christopher Cross sang Sailing.
Oh, Sail Away, that's right. Who did Sailing. Take me away.
And Arthur. He did Arthur,
that's
too.
That's right.
This is Ride Like the Wind, though, which is a good song.
Does that make you have a gay side, too?
Oh yeah, I definitely have a gay music side. Definitely. Okay. The Greatness of the Cars. My Best Friend's Girlfriend. Everybody clap. Oh, come on, you know you want to.
Always dancing down the street with his way blue eyes.
All right, we got a lot of songs to cover, so we need to move on. Now, I like this one. I think this was on my list. I don't remember. Might have been. Good song though.
This wasn't on your list, was it?
Would have loved to play this on Guitar Hero last night.
This is on my running list.
Yeah. One of the greatest guitar riffs of all time.
Christy would have been able to do this one.
Yes, great lead screamer there. So thank you, Scott Rush, for getting this whole thing started with that excellent list. Let's see who to go to next. Let's go to... now, Scott Roche is one of these people that sent me like, not Scott Roche, I'm sorry, Brad Nash sent me like 5 lists. He sent the-
Well, he had, it's fun. Once you get started, you go crazy.
They were all called the Brad McFadden Memorial list, the absolute last Brad McFadden. Yeah, so, I don't know exactly which one I have here, to be honest. But,
so, do you know if you actually have his teen list or not?
No, they were all teen lists, but he just kept sending me new lists, so...
He kept finding songs.
Oh, wait, I gotta clear this out.
He started at 12 and ended at 30. Is that what he did?
I don't know. These are all... So you're gonna love all of these and identify with all of them, and pretty sure.
What's wrong with that?
Dancy's Dream? Never heard of it. By Restless Heart.
I don't know this song. Standing right beside him. Sounds like Stephen Curtis Chapman.
It's Restless Heart.
Okay.
It's not really Texas country, so.
Sounds like Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I don't really know it. Stephen Curtis Chapman.
Uh-huh.
The country version of Stephen
Curtis. No, he is kind of country.
Is he?
Yeah.
His guitars are too good and firm. Feeling women.
Which is true, by the way.
I don't need my name in the marquee lights.
Who is this?
I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Luke and Doc, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys.
Okay.
That's Waylon Jennings, Luke and Buck, Texas.
Well, see, I got to the chorus before I knew the song.
Oh, but see, you gotta know that song from the first note. That's one of those on Name That Tune. You got it. One note, Chuck.
No, I have to get to the chorus before I went. Oh.
Most songs I do, I need to get to the chorus, but that one you got to know right off the bat. This one is "The River" by Garth Brooks, from the gay side of
a country
Brad
fan.
Nash.
This man is.
I'm just kidding.
Garth Brooks isn't on the gay side.
The gay side of country.
Or wasn't.
No, it was great live performance.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, if I was going to see anybody on the country live, I would love to have seen him country live. Because, yeah. I love watching his... I didn't even like watching his concerts. Because he just put on
such a show.
I saw
the one he did here. Remember he did that huge one here in Dallas? Yeah. Well, everybody that I worked with went to that concert. And they...
They filmed it.
Mm.
I had a couple of his earlier albums.
One where he flew all over the crowd and the fire and the whole, you know, like a 93.
Well, this is "The River" by a very young Garth Brooks.
That was pre-fire.
Yes. If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for a Louisiana man.
So raw's enough that both are faded love. Oh, Brad.
Now, they issued these, I think it was in ninth grade, in the parking lot of the high school. You had to have one. I mean, they just issued them to every student at school. The Alabama album.
Oh,
had
you had
the
to
song
have
on
the tape?
Yeah, you could get an 8-track or a cassette. And that was Alabama, if you're going to play in Texas.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we all jammed to that. All the Alabama songs, actually, were good. It's always good when other states sing about Texas. It's always a good thing.
Came from a town that was so small. You look both ways, you could see it all. All I wanted was some way out. Every evening I'd slip into town and stand around by the caution light and watch the big trucks rolling by.
I like this. This is Dan Seals. I like him.
I like his voice.
I didn't know this song. Big Wheels in the Moonlight.
How old is Fred?
He's 54? I don't know. I don't know. He's younger than us.
Well, I can...
By about 10 years, I think.
Okay, that makes sense then.
Oops, I'm turning up the wrong one. That's why it's not coming up. This is the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. Lazy yellow
moon coming up. Well, this is a good party song. Through the trees.
Crickets are singing in lightning. Bugs are floating on a breeze. Baby, get ready.
Fishing in the dark.
In the dark.
So, is that what it's called?
I didn't really start to like country music till like 1990.
Oh yeah?
Seven.
And that's because
I'm just a country boy. Country boy.
I like country rock. Rock country, whatever.
This is Ricky Skaggs.
Yeah.
Well, I was I can't ever say I was a country fan. I listened to country when I was a kid because that's all
that's
there
all
was.
That's all there was here.
There were two kinds of music, country and Western.
That's all you got.
and
Johnny
radio,
Cash.
Only radio stations. We didn't have FM radios in our cars. I mean, it's just
Elvis.
Yeah, now I did know when I did have albums, you know, that were my dad's. I had the Beatles, and I had, you know.
You had the Beatles, and you had Johnny Cash, and I had Jimmy Swaggart.
Johnny Cash. But around here, it was country.
Well, so I don't know who was tortured more. I'm thinking I win.
That was a good. Now, I wasn't tortured by it. I enjoyed it. Anyway, that was good. But I missed a whole big country scene because I got into rock.
Yeah.
And just abandoned country.
Oh, yeah. I didn't listen
until
to that.
Until I found Texas country when I was. Mm-hmm.
And then you introduced me to Texas country. And then I really liked it, which opened up me for like commercial country. And then I started listening to commercial country music at the time.
Yep.
In the late
stuff.
90s.
Nashville. She listened to that Nashville.
Brad Paisley was coming out then.
So let's switch gears now, and we will go. That was Brad Nash, by the way, from the Thin
Thank
Ice
you,
Podcast.
Brad. Yes. Very, very polished over there.
The Thin Ice
there,
Podcast.
The Thin Ice
you can always
podcast.
Check out the Thin Ice Podcast at thinicepodcast.com.
If you want polished and smooth.
I don't know if that's true. You can go to mylifeministries.org and click on Thin Ice to get there.
Polished and smooth, professional, Thin Ice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you listened to them, Malf? Great show. I don't know.
You're not going with
they
that.
They do a lot of post-editing, which take out all their hums and ums.
Not
stuff.
Polished smooth?
Us. Yeah. Yeah, we're raw.
Podcasting raw.
Okay, so let's get rid of that. We will switch to JT Indies.
Oh, this ought to be interesting.
Now, he limited himself in his list to Christian music that affected him.
Okay, well, that was good.
When he was a child. So,
Gave or sale.
You know this song? Do you know this song? I don't, because I'd never heard it.
What's
but you're laughing like
Lucas
you knew
McCall
it.
Lately? Ain't you heard about old Lucas? That boy's been acting nice.
This is Petra with Lucas McGraw.
You're shaving every day.
Now, I was a big Petra fan, but I had never heard this. And that's all you're ever going to hear of that song.
That's it. That's all. Yee-hee.
That's quite enough, don't you think? Now, this is Randy Stonehill with Shut the Door.
Shut the devil. Shut the door. Keep the devil in the dark. Shut the door. You know that song?
Light the candle, everything's alright.
Light the candle, everything's alright.
Oh, when I was a little
child. Oh, yeah.
Shut the door. Keep out the devil.
Good and bad was just a game.
Shut the door. Keep the devil in the night.
All right.
I say this when I was in Jamaica.
Oh, yeah? Well, it sounds like a Jamaican song. Did you meet JT Indy when you were down there?
I did not.
Oh. Okay.
I did not. He must have found that here.
Now, this is a band that I really like. I don't know this song, and I can't really place this band with this song. Not yet, anyway. That's better. Anyway, this is the Rez Band with Broken Promises.
Where do we go from here?
They weren't really a power ballad band when I was listening to them.
No, they were just rock.
Yeah.
Did you know that my brother-in-law's family was part of the Jesus People in the Rez Band?
That's what you said, yeah.
Still are, actually, I think.
Wow.
Some. I mean, if they exist anymore, do they exist anymore?
But, okay, so that's Rez Band with Broken Promises. Again, I listened to Rez Band, but never heard that song.
I didn't know.
This is an artist whom I just cannot get into. I know everybody loves him, and I know I'm shunned from most churches because I can't stand this guy. And this is Keith Green. So you want to?
I love Keith.
I know everybody does. So you want to go back to Egypt? He's sort of the Jim Croce of
It's fun.
Of Christian music.
You just need to get over yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. should do a Christian list from this time. That would be very interesting.
Well, I could do a Christian list from, well, no, really, not until until I got into my upper teens, or, you know, I was driving 17, 18 before I got into Christian music.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And it was much better than this stuff. I'm just kidding. Just kidding, JT.
Well, we didn't have a
don't hate me.
We didn't have a big choice then.
No.
I mean, it's not like it's now.
JT.
You had Amy Grant. You had Keith Green. You had Petra.
I had
Whiteheart.
I had Whiteheart, Petra, the Rez Band, and Amy Grant.
Oh, and what's his name?
That was it for me. I didn't have
Carmen.
This is Rich Mullins.
I love Rich
Mullins. I hated Carmen. I never got into Rich Mullins. Never got into Keith Green. I mean, I knew him. I heard him.
Take Six. Wait, that was later. That was in the 90s. When the sky begins to clear. Oh, yes.
This is Ready for the Storm, Rich Mullins. Good song.
Rich Mullins
never
did.
Never heard it
later.
Before.
I was in college when the song came out. What was it? Thank You?
I don't know. This is Steve Camp.
Oh, Steve Camp was my favorite.
Living in...
I had every one. I forgot Leo about him. I had Leo every album he had. I knew every word. I have not thought about him in a long time.
There you go. See, you learned something new. I've been
living... Oh, my goodness.
Stephen Curtis Chapman's dad. True story.
Oh, stop it.
Living in Laodicea.
Laodicea, yep. I had that album.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. That's exciting. Okay, see, now I'm going to have to go find that again and torture Brad. That'll be fun. Play Steve Camp.
Play Steve Camp. That's your idea of fun.
I'm going to torture you.
Oh, my gosh. All right, just because we have to,
we have
to play some real Rez Band so people don't go out and buy Rez Band thinking that's what they're going to get.
Okay. There you go.
And that's what I listen to.
A little different.
That's the real Rez Band.
It's a little bit different.
Yeah. Good album called Hostage. Okay. Let's clear that out.
All right. Thank you for that.
Thank you, JT.
Look at that walk down.
Yes,
I like that.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Let's go to Heretic Fred.
Steve Camp.
Now,
oh,
Heretic
my goodness.
Now, we're going to go back to pop music.
How about Kim Boyce?
And we're going to go back to real, like, actually, he's got a good mixture here, so let's just get into it. Oh, yes. Dumb name for a band. It's Mr. Mister.
Yeah, but still.
And a dumb name for a girl, Carrie A.
Yeah, but it's so, it flows. It flows.
Spelled K-Y-R-I-E. Carrie.
A.
Carrie A.
Oh.
Sounds like a cabinet you'd have in the corner. Curio cabinet.
Carrie A.
Good song, though.
Yes.
Good song. Good song.
Yes,
take
yes.
These broken wings
and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free.
That was their other hit. They're not a one-hit wonder. They had two. The Romantics.
Hey! We heard this yesterday.
What I Like About You. One of the ugliest bands.
They win.
One of the ugliest bands ever to... Now, I had this album, Whiteheart. Whiteheart?
Yes. It's been so long, I don't remember.
No, this wasn't the album I had. I had Vital Signs or something.
I had that one, yeah. I went and saw that in concert.
The Flame Passes On by Whiteheart. They were very Survivor-like.
Yeah.
You know, kind of... Okay. Good stuff. Good stuff there. Let's go on. This I've never heard of these people. Crumb Baker? Crumb Bucker? Crumb Bucker.
No. Can't help you.
Understudy's name of the song.
Is like a theme song to a TV show? That's what it sounds like.
I don't know. It's called Understudy by Crumbucker. Okay, I'll spell it. No, I'm sorry. Let me start over. C-R-U-M.
I've never heard this ever.
C-R-U-M-B-A-C-H-E-R.
Okay.
So make it stop. So I hope this brings up lots of memories for you people who know who this is. I wanted to get to the chorus because I thought maybe I'd recognize it, but yeah. No.
No.
But, So now we have another Toto song. This one's called Final Dream. It's from the Dune soundtrack. And that's all there is to the song.
Yes. That's all you get.
That's just all there is.
Dune.
Do not like the movie. I listened to this, and it just goes on like that.
Did you like the movie?
A couple of minutes. It was...
Couldn't do it.
I watched it a couple times.
Yes.
And it was compelling, and I still have vivid memories of the scenes that are in Dune. Uh-huh. But I can't say I enjoyed the movie in any way.
Not so much.
A bunch of people walking around drinking their pee. Is that the right movie I'm thinking about? Is that the same movie? The suits that recycle all your pee?
Was that that? Yeah.
You drink your own sweat.
Is that where Kevin Costner got that for Waterworld?
No. I don't think so. All right, so Heretic Fred, we did JT Indy, we did the Nash Master. Okay. How about
what do we got?
We got a list from Robert from It's Just Us.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. By the way, JT Indy also has a podcast at jtindypodcast.com. I think that's right. Where he does indie music all the time. And then that was Heretic Fred. He does not have a podcast as far as I know. If he has one, I didn't know about it. I'm sorry. I'll be glad to plug it later. Okay, so the first one here, Obvious Cloud. This is from Robert. Like I said, from It's Just Us Cast.
Uh-huh. Arms around him, whispered God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive.
One of the greatest songs of all time.
Seven
Spanish Angels.
At the altar of the sun.
Now, this isn't Willie Nelson singing it, but it was originally by Willie Nelson.
They were praying.
Okay, I thought it sounded different.
Yeah.
In the valley of the gun.
I think he meant to get the Willie Nelson one because it's actually labeled Willie Nelson, but it's from the Half Nelson album, which is all the duets. So I'm sure Willie Nelson will come in a minute.
Okay.
I wish he would because he's this guy.
Oh, yeah, Willie. We sang Willie last night, too.
There he is. Thank you.
Took another angel home.
Yes, much better with him singing it. All right, so we have a kind of an eclectic mix from Robert because Robert may be a little strange. I don't think Willie Nelson has ever been this close to Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh, man.
It's very uncomfortable. Willie Nelson is very uncomfortable right now.
Your butt is wide.
Oh, man.
Just watch your mouth. Or I'll sit on you. The word is out.
Just eat it.
Now, Rob, that's fat. No, that wasn't eat.
Oh, no, that's right.
Fat.
That's fat.
You're fat.
You know it.
You're fat.
That's right. Sorry.
And the classic by Ray Stevens.
Well, when I was a kid, I'd take a trip every summer down to Mississippi to visit my granny and her antebellum world.
This song,
of course, flip ahead.
Snuck him into church.
Flip it up.
Well, what happened next?
Keep going.
It's hard to tell. Leap to his feet and says, "Here we go. Hold on me." Yeah.
Nay, the squirrel went berserk. In the first self-righteous church.
In the first self-righteous, is that what it is?
Yeah, the first self-righteous church.
A Pascagoula.
They fight for survival. That took out in revival.
They were jumping pews and shouting,
"Hallelujah."
The song is about a Holy Spirit-filled squirrel.
I know, we like that.
So it's very much in our
We go berserk, right?
We do go berserk occasionally.
So I mean that fits.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Again, Ray Stevens not comfortable with this. This mix is very weird.
What you're feeling.
So basically, in high school, you didn't want Robert making you a mixtape. Okay? You just didn't want that. That was a...
I'm going to get one of Brad's mixtapes, and I'm going to find the songs out on Groomshark and remake it, and just show the flow.
Those are works of art.
Show the flow.
The lost art, the making of the mixtape.
It is.
Now with playlists, you don't have to...
There's no... Oh, stop! Press rewind.
Rewind. Okay. It's a lot easier now with Groove Shark. Good song though, I like this. This is one of yours. Isn't this one of yours on your running mix?
No.
Oh, it should be. Pure energy. And so where do we go from pure energy by Information Society?
Mm-hmm.
We go directly into hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
The time and the Mississippi River sheets are going dry.
Hank Williams will hunt you down, Robert, and kill you.
And Willie Nelson will be right behind him.
And you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
These are all great songs, but not together. It's like some kind of bad jambalaya.
Back in the woods, you see a woman and the kids and the
Italian Chinese jambalaya. All good separately.
I got a shotgun, four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
Yes,
but
he can.
Robert's a little confused country anyway because he thinks country fried steak should be called chicken fried steak. And I've had this talk with him, and
it should be country fried. It's not chicken frying it. Does it make any sense?
Billy Joel,
oh, yes.
Billy Joel, Hank Williams, and Information Society, Ray Stevens, Weird Al Yankovic, and Willie Nelson have never been in the same room together.
No.
There's a chance of it.
Good song.
Oh, this is a great song.
They hear a voice in the hall outside.
For about a 3-month period, Brad and I brought Billy Joel back.
Single-handed.
And that's all we listened to.
We listened to everything he did. Not so much the doo-wop stuff, but
yeah,
everything else.
A good sound.
They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie.
Yeah, he's got some good stuff out there.
Mm.
He really does. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Robert, for that.
That was fun. Mishmash.
Whatever. Whatever we want to call that.
I feel very conflicted. I'm feeling conflicted right now.
You don't know whether to jig or jag or do a two-step, do you?
I don't. I'm not really sure whether I should go berserk or...
All right, this is...
Get some groove in my heart.
This next list is from...
Space Girl.
And,
oh boy, this ought to be young. Okay, here we go.
It is young.
I'm excited.
This is Guardian Bucket Rattle. Bucket Rattle. Bucket. Bucket Rattle.
Is that... Are you sure?
No. I just made up a new word.
Let's try that again.
Bucket Rattle. I like that. My next band is going to be named Bucket Rattle.
Oh, when you learn to play the drum.
Yeah, it's Bottle Rattle. Rocket, for those of you who do not have dyslexia.
You got powers on the target. Blowing smoke and dim the sky.
And it's rocks.
I've never heard this.
This entire list rocks.
Anybody out there wonder why?
But again, you know, it just proves that Space Turtle is only 7 years old. This is MXPX with Inches from Life.
I've never heard of this either.
It rocks. Faith is having an epileptic fit. You're having an epileptic fit.
Well, that's what it does to you. Oh,
same band,
I can't help it.
EX with Invitation to Understanding. Bang your head. You can bang your head. Okay, let's get you a little
need
more.
A mosh pit.
Let's get something in more your area because you know this song.
Okay.
line. It's DC Talk with Jesus Freak. Jesus saves his bloodied way
than a typical tattoo queen. I know the original one, not this one. Didn't they do a...
I didn't know there was any other version
of that
one.
Wasn't there a slower version?
Yes, there was a ballad. There was a power ballad.
One
wonderful
thing. It was a slow version.
And I found out I was a Jesus freak. Oh! I'll be all week, folks. Thank you. Thank you from live from Vegas.
Shut up.
Yes. I can't think of his name now. Who sang Donka Shane? What was his name?
Oh.
Wayne Newton.
No!
Yeah. It actually was. I think he covered DC Talks.
Oh, whatever.
Jesus Freak.
Not talking to you anymore. But you're still
crying, boy. This is Jars of Clay with Crazy Times. Good stuff. It seems it's always
the crazy times. I had this album.
Yes. It had Flood on it, didn't it? Was that the same album?
I don't remember.
Yes, that was a good album.
I'm not remembering.
Next, Who Can Be Against Me by the Supertones. And no, there wasn't a slower version of this song. Seems like everything I touch. I never could get into these guys. I'm not into ska or whatever this is. Garbage, whatever it's called, whatever the genre is called. I just couldn't get into this. But my brother loves them. So.
Really?
Sorry. I guess he likes them. And I say, hey, who can be against me? I say, hey. Scott,
it's kind of, there's no flow. It's very disjointed, well, it makes me stressed out.
It's punk reggae. It's very stressful. This is called The Hunted. By Inzeriders. I've never heard of this one before, but again, it rocks. I dream of my revenge and how sweet it will be when you're locked up in this cage staring back at me. Ah! My sin. And now you know why the Space Turtle is the Space Turtle. Thank you. Thank you, Festival Master, for sending in those wonderful songs. Our last... Yes, this is our last list. 38 minutes.
Alrighty.
This is our last one. And this is by the infamous, the maniacal.
Maniacal?
Yes. John Wilkerson.
Oh, boy. German version.
Well, did you know that he was raised in Germany?
Yes.
He spent his childhood in Germany.
Yes,
so
yes,
thus.
I remember that now you say that, yes. Okay, well, that makes sense then.
So there is a German theme to this.
Oh, boy.
To this.
Well, it makes sense, right? Brad's gonna twitch. We just heard this yesterday, the German version on XM.
And I didn't change it either.
Nope,
we listened
to the whole thing.
Thanks to John Wilkerson. Okay, so that is 99 Luftballons.
Luftballons.
Luftballons by Nina.
I was on the bus listening to the German version. I listened to it on the bus.
Oh, really?
With a boombox. Going to and from school.
I liked the English version.
Luftballons.
Somebody had
the tape. I didn't ever had this tape.
The German
somebody
version
had the
sounded
tape,
dirty.
And it had both versions on it.
Yeah.
And so somebody had their boombox and we would listen to it on the bus.
Oh, okay. That's the way you do it.
On the MTV.
Now, I had this tape and wore it out. It's called Brothers in Arms by Dire Straits. To me, this was there were two songs on the album I really didn't like, and it was this one and Walk of Life.
You don't like the popular songs.
Because they play them to death. I like the other songs.
Well, listen, they're not good.
It was good, but they played it to death. Anyway, this is Money for Nothing by Dire Straits. We got some install microwave ovens. Some kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. Which was my dad, by the way. My dad was this. He would have said all of those things in this song. Look at that! Look at that! Hey, working? We didn't move televisions for a living. We were milking cows. So that's about it. Right. You know, yeah. We need to install these hosting cows. We need to milk them and do it now. Look at that. Look at that. Okay. So Wilkerson definitely has some issues.
Well, you're just now coming around to that.
Because he also has kind of mixtape itis here.
Uh-oh.
But
great, because I'm the best as I've been. Johnny, you're awesome, up your bow and play your fiddle hard. Cause hell's broke loose in Georgia and the devil deals at cards. And if you win, you get this shiny fiddle made of gold. But if you lose, the devil gets your soul.
Great song by the great Charlie Daniels and the Charlie Daniels Band. The Devil Went Down to Georgia. If the devil did go down to Georgia and Charlie Daniels was with him, he would kill this man with his violin, with his fiddle stick, whatever you call that thing.
Yeah, bow.
The bow, which is a fiddle stick, I think. Yes, it'd be in the newspapers. Falco beaten to death by Charlie Daniels. And then he would look at John Wilkerson in the eye and say, and that's how you do it, son. And yes, this is
again, the German version.
Yeah, and he somehow manages to make German, the most guttural language ever, gay. I don't understand. I've never understood Falco. Okay, here we go. Again, insights into Wilkerson you might not want. Okay, I'm just saying.
Easy shape. Shape it up. Get straight. Go forward. Move ahead. Try to detect it.
Now, you're going to think that I made this list up just to embarrass Wilkerson, but I didn't.
Nope.
He put Charlie Daniels, Falco, and Devo together. Yes.
Bless you, women. No one gets away.
I liked Devo working in a coal mine. I thought that was a good song.
Oh, yeah.
Also, they also covered Satisfaction, which was kind of neat. Now, this other song is one of my favorite songs from me growing up. In fact, it was on my list, but it was who sang it? Golden Earring? Not the Falco version. I think the original is the Falco version.
Okay, okay. Sie war jung, sein so rein und weiß und jede Nacht hat ihren Preis.
Sie sagt to the sweet, you got rap to the beat. Ich verstehe, es ist hell. I don't know that for a fact though. I don't know who sang it first. Anyway, it's Der Kommissar by Falco. Ich überleg bei mir, ihr Nasen spricht dafür, der wird es nicht noch rauch. And just when you thought that the Jesus Geek at JesusGeek.info couldn't get any stranger, he does. He's a multi-layered freak.
He's
layers of geekdom. Mm-hmm. That's what he is, stacked upon each other.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I think just for the sake of and memory of John Wilkerson, we should listen to this entire song.
What you will and what you won't, What you can and what you can't,
And I don't think it's copyrighted because I don't think you can copyright,
Well, you know it didn't show.
It's just the tune has no, you know, artistic value. There can't be any artistic license, can there? There's no intelligence, so there can't be intellectual properties.
All right, enough already.
That's Da 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 by Trio. Only to be topped by from the Crash Test Dummies, which did not make the list. Thank all that is holy. What did make the list, adding to the layers of Wilkerson. It is a little known fact that the Jesus Geek spent 2 years of his life dressed as Boy George.
I'm a man who doesn't know. You know, he didn't know.
I don't think anybody
video. I don't remember the what was the pop-up video that told us about they were in Louisiana and they were on a riverboat.
Yeah, they were on a riverboat.
And but what why where'd that come from? How does that have anything to do with the song?
Because you don't want to know what the song's about.
Really about. So they made something else because we couldn't handle it.
Nobody wanted to handle it.
Jump!
Does Eddie Van Halen know you have him next to Boy George? He will beat the living crap out of you with his guitar handle thing.
The most played piano piece in the 80s ever.
And the cool thing about this song was, is you could, even if you had cheap, crappy speakers, you could crank it up really loud and it sounded good. And so I did.
Oh, thank you, John.
And now,
this is fun.
The serious side of John Wilkerson. He takes us into his inner core and shows us the really, really deep down personal stuff. The Holy Sanctum. Of you two.
Woohoo!
And what a perfect and fitting way to end this show. A walk down memory lane through our childhood. And is it our childhood a lot like that? Full of uncomfortable contradictions, embarrassing moments, and scary times when we really couldn't fit in or together and we hadn't really mastered the art of what we were trying to say and what we really felt. I mean, we were confused. We felt we were like Charlie Daniels 1 minute and Falco Rock Me Amadeus like the next. At least some of us did.
Yeah.
Other of us, you know.
Had some flow.
Hey, my flow came slowly.
Oh, okay. You had to learn the flow?
I had to learn the flow.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yes,
but
yes,
I was the kind of person that didn't like my peas touching my okra. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to keep my peas and my mashed potatoes separate. So, you know, I would listen to all of these songs, but I listened to them separately.
But he does have a sense of humor because in all of his mixtapes he ever made for me, the last song is always.
Oh yes.
If I told you you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
Of course, because it's greatness. Even the most romantic mixtape I ever made for had that song.
On the very end. Yep. Always there. See, so he may be a tape-making snob. A mixtape snob. But yet he still has a sense of humor.
Of course. How can you not?
Yeah. Oh, I got to go get those. And we don't have a tape player. How am I supposed to, play it?
I have one in the car.
Oh, your truck has one. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I wonder if they'll work anymore. No, warped. Remember when they get all warped, I'd leave them in the car and they get too hot. They go that's what they do. And then you have to flip them because they get twisted. So then I'd have to pull all the tape out and then I'd be in there with a pencil.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
And then you wrap it back up.
That sound, that
Seriously, did you not go through that?
Yes.
You said you know how you far you flip it up. You gotta flip it back through, and you can't get it untwisted.
No. And then you gotta super glue that little.
I don't know, how's it twisted in the first place? I don't understand how that happens.
I don't know. I don't know. I wish I did. If I was dying of thirst, would you flow in love, come quench me? If I said you have a beautiful body, would you hold it against me? Miles Condeos,
Miles Condeos.